It's one of my favorite people. We want to say welcome to Ed Hahn. He's the Director of Marketing and Communications at the National Eagle Center. And you are having a great event coming up that we want to be sure we get the word out. How have you been, Ed?
Oh, I'm doing well. We're doing just fine down here in Wabasha.
Wonderful. Well, the beautiful Eagle Center, can you describe it for people that are listening? Because it really is such a fun outing for people to just bring your family and spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would just start with the location. It's right on the main channel of the Mississippi River here in Wabasha. So the view is gorgeous, especially, really, all seasons of the year. When the sun is out, it is just a gorgeous view of the river. And of course, we are where we are because of bald eagles, and we see those every single day and more during certain times of the year. But it's a wonderful location. Like you said, on the inside, we have two floors of interactive exhibits. You get to meet our live eagle ambassadors up close. And then, of course, we also have other premium experiences that people can join us for, including summer cruises on the river. We have winter field trips. You can do private habitat tours, go behind the scenes, all sorts of different ways for people to meet the eagles, learn about eagles, and not just eagles, but the whole, natural world. We have a lot of critters and creatures and plants and habitat here in this part of the country, and our expert educators are here to really share that wonder of learning about it with our guests.
Well, Ed, you have been with the National Eagle Center for how long?
Almost 9 years.
Wow. I remember when you started. What the heck?
I barely remember that.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And you have seen a lot of changes over those 9 years, I know. Tell us about that, please.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, we had a renovation that was kind of a big facelift, I would say, within the center itself, back in the tail end of 2021 and then into the spring of 2022. And so people who haven't been to the center since really before COVID, if you came today, if you come this summer, you will definitely see some new exhibit spaces in the building. The biggest thing that would be new for people is that our classroom, where we do our live eagle programs, that is actually moved into a new building or a new space just across the alley from the building that people are most familiar with. That renovation that we did really kind of took the building that people are familiar with and repurposed that space so that the entire building is now dedicated to the care of the eagles themselves and also our educational exhibits, whereas before, we also had some of our administrative offices in that building. So I really like the renovation for the fact that now that center on the waterfront is completely dedicated to the visitor experience, the care of the eagles, and education, as opposed to kind of having to split that between the administrative and the educational.
And when you talk about your exhibits and them being very interactive, I have been to your beautiful center and I agree with you, but for people that are listening, would you be so kind as to tell us about some of the exhibits that are favorites?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, we have some new stuff that we introduced within the last couple of years. We had a brand new exhibit for the kids, and really kids of all ages, that we just rolled out back in March, and that is our new fishing pond.
What?
And what's really cool about that is it's essentially a little a spot in our main floor just behind the gift store over by our diorama. And it has little metal fish of various different species. I want to say there's like 10 or 12 different species in this little pond. And then we have kind of old school fishing poles that just basically sticks with strings, and then they have little magnets on the end instead of hooks. And you can fish the fish out of the pond. And what's cool about it is once you catch that fish, you can take it over to a little educational board that we have that talks about the different species that are in that pond. You can identify your fish, and then you can learn about kind of the typical size that that fish would grow to be. And those are all species of fish that you'd find in the Mississippi River. And of course, where that is located in the building, you are literally looking out our big glass wall right out into the main channel of the river. So it's, and kids love it. I mean, it has proved to be very, very popular in a very short period of time.
And not only that, but you're learning and you don't even realize that you're learning. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of your other favorite exhibits?
Yeah, some of the newer stuff is up on the second floor. We've created a Golden Eagle exhibit. You know, a lot of people in this part of the country may never have, you know, seen a Golden Eagle for themselves, or certainly not here in Minnesota or Wisconsin. But we have ongoing research where we know that those Golden Eagles are here in the winter months.
Really?
And so we have the Golden Eagle Project, which has been going for several years. And so the space that we've created has some really, really cool stuff that talks about their migration route, you know, where they're coming from in the winter, where they're going back to in the spring when they're nesting. It shows some of the different tools that we use in that research, some of the satellite transmitters that they've put on some of those birds that, you know, stay on the bird for a couple of years and then fall off, that allow us to track their migration and where they're coming from and where they live. Yeah, and so it just kind of shows in real time, in a way, the understanding and all that we're continuing to learn about golden eagles in this part of the country. So that's a brand new exhibit. And, you know, we used to have a golden eagle ambassador here at the center. That was Donald. And unfortunately, he passed away back in 2021. But now we have this entire area, this entire exhibit that talks about golden eagles and what we're continuing to learn about them. So that's a really, really cool exhibit. But for a lot of people, it's a topic that they really have never, a lot of them didn't even realize we have golden eagles around here at all. It's a really cool experience.
Well, I appreciate you telling our listeners, because I didn't either. Would we maybe have seen one when we didn't know what it was? Do they look like the bald eagle at all?
They look like juvenile bald eagles. Juvenile bald eagles are mostly brown. You know, a lot of people know, but some don't, that when you look at those bald eagles that are in the nest right now, those young ones, they're all brown, you know, especially in that first year of life. But it's a gradual transition until they get that white head and tail, you know, that iconic bald eagle look that we're familiar with. So that can take anywhere from 4 to 6 years for them to complete that transition. And in those intervening years, those juveniles can definitely be mistaken for golden eagles, because there's a lot of brown on them. They're a big looking bird, and so when people see that, they're like, oh my gosh, is that a golden eagle? It's got a lot of brown on it, and I know that's what golden eagles look like. And so we do a lot of education about that in the winter, just helping people to understand, okay, what are some of the field marks, the ID marks that you really want to look for? What are some of the behavioral characteristics that you want to look for? And really kind of the biggest things are, when are you seeing this bird and where are you seeing this bird? Because again, we're only having golden eagles in this part of the country in the winter months, typically from about mid-November to late March. And outside of that, if you're seeing a big brown bird in the summer or the fall or the spring, you're probably seeing a young bald eagle.
So where do these eagles go to then for the rest of the year, the golden eagles?
Yeah, so we've actually tracked some of those individuals as far as 2,000 miles north of here. So you're talking extreme northern Canada. There's a province called Nunavut, and that's just south of the Arctic Circle, and that's where this particular population of golden eagles, that is where they are nesting. And then in the winter months, they are coming into the eastern part of the United States and North America.
Wow. Isn't it funny that the eagles think that this is a place to winter?
Well, yeah, I can guarantee you this. As bad as our winters can be sometimes, I think up in northern Canada, it's probably that much worse.
That's very, very funny. And then you mentioned that you have these experiences. Those are really popular. Tell us about those, please.
Yeah, so we have done our winter bald and golden eagle field trips. We've been doing those for over a decade. That's kind of something that people are pretty familiar with. But the summer Eagle River cruises that we are doing, this is going to be, I think, our seventh season of doing them. And those originally started on the Pearl of the Lake in Lake City on Lake Pepin. But since that is no longer in this area, we have teamed up with Winona State University down in Winona, and they go out with us on their Cal Fremling boat. That's a floating educational center is kind of how they describe that. And yeah, we have a series of 12 cruises that we're doing this summer. Our first one is coming up here on the 25th of May. And those are two-hour cruises where we go out. We kind of just cruise along different spots along the Mississippi, and we have our expert naturalists on board to basically interpret in real time what you're seeing. So, you know, you may see eagles perched, and they'll talk about, oh, what are eagles doing at this time of the year? You may see nest locations, and we'll talk about nesting. But we see a lot more than just eagles. You might see waterfowl. You might see herons, osprey, all sorts of things. So it's just a really really great way to get out on a nice afternoon and, you know, just experience nature, spend a couple hours out on the water, relax, but have an educational experience at the same time.
And that is something that we would, of course, make a reservation for?
Yes, yep. And you can do that on our website. You can go to nationaleaglecenter.org/cruise, and you can get all the information on those cruises. You can see the full schedule that we have. And we, like I said, we have this year a schedule that includes 12 cruises, and the last one of those is in October. So we really have quite a range for people to choose from of when they want to go out on the water.
How do you think our wildlife friends in your area of the world did this winter? I mean, I would assume being close to the water and the water wasn't completely frozen over maybe all winter. Did you have a lot of eagles that stayed the winter near you?
Well, we always do, but what happened this winter is probably, it would seem odd because most of the time you'd say, oh, it's a mild winter, there's going to be a lot of bald eagles here. But the viewing was actually worse than it would be in a typical year because most of the main channel of the Mississippi was wide open all winter long. And that means that all of those bald eagles that gather in the upper Mississippi River Valley, they could spread out. Those viewing opportunities and those photo opportunities where people see like just dozens of eagles gathered together, that's happening when most of the river is frozen up and there's just those isolated pools of open water. That's where they can still fish. But when you have a mild winter like we had this year, all that water is open and those birds can spread out, and that's exactly what they did this year. So there were definitely eagles in the area, but they were not gathered together in those large groups most of the winter.
You know, I guess I never realized that or thought about that, but that certainly does make sense. And in your area, is it someplace that they come back every year, or do they live year-round, some of these eagles?
Yeah, it's a mix of both. We have lots of eagles, lots of active nests, you know, along the entire stretch of the upper Mississippi River, for sure. But what happens in the wintertime is then we get an influx, typically, of even more birds, similar to the golden eagles, where they are coming down from parts further north. We get a lot of migratory bald eagles that are coming from up in northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, up into Canada. And those are birds that, they're migratory out of necessity. It's a little bit different than songbirds. You know, a lot of songbirds, they're migrating out of necessity as well. But, you know, regardless of the conditions, they're going to head south in the wintertime. Whereas bald eagles, you know, it's really, if they still have access to food and their primary food source is fish, if they have open water where they live all winter long, they're not going to move. They don't have a need to. But in a typical winter, you know, you're going to have those lakes, those reservoirs, those rivers up in the northern parts of North America are going to freeze over. And that basically keeps those bald eagles from having access to fish. And when that happens, then they are moving further south. And a lot of those birds are moving into the upper Mississippi River Valley.
And how are we doing as a country for the eagles? Are they still, I know they're off the endangered list, or are they still on the endangered list?
No, they were removed in 2007, thankfully.
Okay.
And they are thriving. We are seeing bald eagle nests coming back into places where people haven't seen them for decades. And really what that is a result of is they're not social birds. They like to keep distance between themselves, especially nesting sites. And so as the population continues to grow, you start to get population density pressures, and that's causing these eagles to spread out again into territories where they probably haven't been seen again in decades. I don't have an exact count, but some of the reports that I've read within the last, you know, 5 or 6 months estimate that the North American bald eagle population could very well be back to levels that were not seen since European explorers arrived on the continent. So they are doing extremely well.
I bet that must make you feel so good, and all the good work that you do.
What we say to visitors all the time is that, you know, the bald eagle story is definitely the most successful conservation story we have in North America. And now, as you know, with things like climate change or other species of various types, whether it's, you know, rusty-patched bumblebees or other types of birds or insects or whatever it may be, you know, there are other animals and creatures that need our help and need our resources and attention. And there are so many lessons that we can learn from the bald eagle success story that we can apply to helping conserve our habitat and our natural resources. And it's more important than ever. Thankfully, the bald eagle is no longer endangered, and it's not at a point right now where we really need to worry about the population. That doesn't mean we let our guard down, but we can certainly take the lessons that we've learned from the bald eagle story and apply them today, because there's so many different animals, plants, whatever it may be, that need our help and attention. And all we need to do is look at the bald eagle story, and we can see, hey, we can do this. We've done it before.
Oh, well, we have a great opportunity, don't we, this weekend to not only celebrate Mother's Day, but you have a special deal for us if we come down to the National Eagle Center in Wabasha.
Absolutely. So right now is nesting season with bald eagles. And so, you know, we talk a lot about mothers in the nest. Well, Mother's Day, like you said, is coming up this weekend on Sunday. And the National Eagle Center has a Mother's Day promotion. And that is any children that come of any age that come and visit with mom on Sunday, your mom will receive complimentary admission at the National Eagle Center this Sunday for Mother's Day.
I love that. What if you're a child in their 60s?
If you're there with your mom, your mom will get free admission. And of course, if you're there with your mom and your kid, your mom will get complimentary admission and you'll receive complimentary admission. The only condition is that you're there with your kids.
Ed, you are just so fun to talk to. We love, love, love hearing about the National Eagle Center, and you can clearly tell that you love your job. Thank you so much. If we would like to learn more or go online or learn more about this wonderful Mother's Day special, can you tell us how to do that, please?
You can go on our website at nationaleaglecenter.org. We are also on Facebook as well, so you can just look up National Eagle Center, and we have some posts on there. Yeah, so that's basically what it is. You can always go to our website. That always has our hours and all that good stuff, especially about the experiences as well. So, yeah, head on out this weekend if you want, or, again, you could plan to visit anytime during the summer, too.
So great to chat with you. Ed Hahn, he is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. So do visit them. It's so fun. Ed, thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Slippin', slippin', slippin'.